Deborah Amos will be in Spokane this week taking part in the Get Lit Festival. Amos has had one connection to Spokane Community College in the past. She worked on a book project sponsored by the National Endowment for the Humanities on Islamic literature. That work, which consisted of reviews of five Islamic books, was requested by the SCC Library.
And they were novels and memoirs and the like about the Islamic world. And I wrote a 5,000-word essay, and those five books went out to all the public libraries that requested those books to come. And the idea is that these libraries will have panels or reading groups or people who are interested to come and learn something about a culture they may not know anything about.
Amos herself is a book writer. In 2010, she published The Eclipse of the Sunnis, which documented the flight of Sunnis from Iraq following the war there.
And I went to Damascus on another story, and I realized, hey, I can talk to refugees here, people who are coming in fresh from Baghdad and from all the hotspots in Iraq, and I can get an idea about what is happening in Iraq by being in Syria and watching this remarkable exodus, which is what I did.
Amos says that situation has changed with the uprising in Syria.
At the height of the refugee exodus into Syria, there were some 2 million Iraqis who came to mostly Damascus. Some of them went up to Aleppo. And when the revolt began in 2011, it put these people in a very curious quandary. They were Sunni Muslims, and the majority of the revolutionaries were also Sunni Muslims, but they'd been taken in by the government. They'd been given shelter. And for a long time, they stayed relatively quiet until it became clear that it was safer back in Iraq than it was in Syria. So many of them went back home.
Deborah Amos will appear at the Get Lit Festival on Wednesday. She tells SPR that she will give a talk on why international news matters at the local level and what's at stake for people to listen to details that seem to have no direct relationship to anyone's life.
But it does. You know, I was thinking about my own experience with news and my father, who didn't teach me about baseball or football, so I know nothing about sports as an adult, sat down with his children, and we watched the evening news every night right before we ate dinner. And I remember some of those news stories back then, the mineral-rich breakaway province of Kinshasa in the Congo. And it was a phrase that came back, 25 years later. And I knew what that history was because my father had introduced me to the news.
Deborah Amos will be speaking at the Get Lit Festival in Spokane on Wednesday, April the 9th at 7 p.m. at SCC in the Lehrer Auditorium. Her talk is free and open to the public.